All right, go live.
Go live.
Go live.
Ah! Oh, God, I woke up Gomez. Oh no.
Gomez.
Look at him go.
You did the bad. You never wake up the cat.
Oh, what is that thing everybody's obsessed with?
ASMR?
Yeah.
BDSM?
That's our Sorry, Kathy. Podcast. We're actually a BDSM podcast. It only took us 45 episodes to get to it, but we're there now.
If you guys hear a random meow every 5 seconds, it is because the cat is constantly meowing downstairs and meowing so loud that it's coming through the vent and coming here. Because I can hear her, and I don't know if you guys can.
I just heard her, yeah.
She went to the vet, and she has just been screaming constantly. So she's supposed to be downstairs with Abby right now, and who knows what they're doing. So, so I apologize. Right. I've also turned my voice down because I think I've been talking way too loud in the podcast, and maybe that has been keeping people away from listening. So I apologize if you've had your eardrums blown out by me. I don't mean to.
You're the actual reason I ended up with tinnitus.
I'm glad that tip worked. On Twitter, someone posted this this hack that you could do for tinnitus, where you take your hands and you cup them over your ears, and then you tap the back of your neck, like as like a drum, and apparently it stops it for a bit. So
I was shocked. I was literally shocked. I couldn't believe it.
For once,
I was like, "Is this what it's like to be normal?" Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
How long did it last?
45 minutes, maybe.
That's pretty good. Some people were saying it lasts the whole day. So I imagine you were just doing that like every single time it stops. Like, all right, I'm going to keep this back up.
Yeah, you know, maybe I will now. Maybe I will. So this movie. So we decided for the month of September.
Will not stop meowing. Oh my God.
We decided for the month of September that we are going to pick 4 movies with the same name. So the thing with this is we sort of aren't really going in order because this was a group pick. We all picked the
Movies together as
We ended up going with Prey. We plan to watch the new Prey at the end of the month.
This was mostly just an excuse so we could watch the new Prey.
We were gonna watch it anyway. But we wanted to stop the other ones from watching it so that we could all watch it together and then talk about it. Because our rule is if someone's already seen it, we can't have that movie on. So I have to stop watching horror movies. Or I end up watching something that's like, we're probably never going to watch this anyway. So I'm just going to watch it.
Yeah.
We probably
There's some movies that I have watched that I'm glad that I watched by myself because I would not would have made you guys suffer through it. Like I watched a movie called The Wind, not The Wind that recently came out, The Wind that came out in the 80s, which this would have been, if there would have been one more movie called The Wind, it could have worked for, but oh well. I do want to at some point do a segment where, like, if I'm missing, that I want to pick a movie for you two to watch. So something that I watched that was really fucked up and I make you guys watch it. Because I've got so many.
I have a lot of foreign movies, but I think that's just because that's my thing. I love foreign movies. Like,
as you
they
should.
Tend to be so much better than American movies.
Most of the movies we've watched that were good were foreign movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Martyrs, one of my favorite. That is one of my favorite.
Yeah, Martyrs, Thelma, Quaidon.
Let the Right One In. That's a great movie.
We didn't watch that for the show, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't watch it for the show, but it's a good movie to check out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was thinking about that. Like, what movies have we watched that were good? And
It's almost all foreign films.
It's yeah.
Or, well, except for the last one.
What was the last one? The Rift?
Demon something. Literally last week when we trashed it.
Oh,
Demon City Shinjuku.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I'm surprised I can remember that, but I can't remember the movie we watched before that.
Yeah, there was
that one's trauma. That's what that one is.
What was the Icelandic one?
The Rift?
The Rift? Yeah, that was that terrible.
One? Yeah, that was terrible. I thought you were going to say that was good. I hated that one. They stared at fucking mountains for 10 minutes.
Like, it was beautiful mountains. Beautiful mountains. But
oh, it was beautiful.
Who doesn't like looking at a nice pair of mountains, if you know what I'm saying? Fellas, go to the Patreon and type in your favorite mountains. It's patreon.com/apartmenttheater. For every mountain that you name, we will list you on the podcast. So we'll just say your name a bunch. Like, we're like... Mary or something. For every mountain you name and for every dollar you spend, I'll just say your name. So if you donate $100, I'll say your name 100 times and you better appear. I'll turn off the lights too.
Yeah.
Make it real cryptic.
Trust me, we look. Sure. We look to see if you guys are there.
Let's talk about the movie.
I really don't want to talk about this movie.
This movie was called Prey from 2019.
I'm the odd man out here because I actually kind of like this movie.
You see, I was just so bored.
I weirdly like this movie.
What pisses me off is that it's from 2019 and the CGI was awful.
It's a Blumhouse movie.
Awful.
Well, okay, Blumhouse. This is a Blumhouse Productions. Blumhouse can make some really great, there are some great movies under that. But most of them are pretty fucking terrible. So it's either you get amazing movies that are going to be talked about forever, like Get Out is under Blumhouse. I think Whiplash is too. That's not a horror movie. I mean, if you're in band or were in band, it is a horror movie. But so for me, it was one of the most stressful movies I've ever watched. And or you have like... Ouija.
Okay.
I've never seen that. Surprising, but...
So, this is my thing with the movie. It's just how it starts. So, it makes sense for people to just... It's really weird to just go on your property and, like, just stab you and take your car. But, you know, people do it. It's America. It's an American thing.
I don't know what kind of car it was, but it was a nice car.
It looked like a Mustang. It looked like a classic Mustang.
Yeah.
I think none
of us are car people, but it was a nice car. It was an older, nice, like, muscle car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the kid came out and found his father stabbed dead on the ground. And then
we should say what the movie's about first, and then we'll go into it.
Hey, it's a movie, and its name is Prey.
It's a movie about a kid whose dad dies. And then he goes to an island for therapy, and then he meets people at this deserted island, and things get weird. That's the movie. Yeah, all right, now the dad dying. Yes.
So he ends up in therapy, which makes sense. So the therapist suggests going on this trip. So, you know, that's something therapists do for kids. So it's like, that's normal.
Do they tell him to go to a deserted island, though?
The weird thing was they specified all of these kids have some kind of traumatic event that happened. Like, something fucked up happens. Mm-hmm. And you're going to spend 3 days on the island by yourself. Good luck.
What if one of the kids had trauma? But he couldn't say anything because of the trauma. And the trauma was of being lost on a deserted island.
Yeah, being abandoned.
I wonder how many kids like went insane and ended up just killing themselves. Also, I found it really funny that he threw up off the boat and then he got hit by the sail and fell off the boat. That's so great.
It was like, wow, they're just knocking him while he's down.
Survival skills whatsoever.
I watched my dad get stabbed by a monkey man. So,
yeah, they were all wearing, like, monkey costumes, which was really weird.
That like, never gets in the beginning. Nothing happens beyond that too.
Yeah, there's a really weird like flash of a clip in that scene when he's getting attacked that like doesn't connect to anything else in the movie, I don't think. Because it's not them in the driveway. It's like
Danny.
a weird thing where it's like, I think it's him beating somebody up. The dad. Like somewhere else.
Dude, I don't remember that.
So
I don't like, I meant to go back and look at that like little section again. Maybe I should do that. Now, while you guys talk about stuff.
While Danny's clicking around. Danny, that money I sent you, you're buying a new monitor with that.
It's okay. Sorry, I have a mechanical keyboard and I have a clicky mouse. Leave me be. I just wanted to host this onto my Twitch channel. That's all. There's going to be no more clicking.
Why didn't you do that before we started?
Because I didn't think of it. Now, anyways, so I absolutely...
What kind of fucking therapy puts you on a deserted island?
Never mind.
What traumatic therapy puts you on a deserted island?
So, sorry, we're going to rewind a little bit. Okay. When the dad was attacked, there is also an attack or a mugging happening on the TV that the kid is watching, which is why he can't hear his dad being attacked.
Because they thought it was the TV.
Oh, and he heard the burnout. Because
he thought it was the TV.
That's fair.
I thought it was like something else that his dad like did in the past. I was making way more connections than there actually were.
When the car was framed in a shot, did it not look like a car commercial was going to start up?
Yeah.
Like I thought I got to the point where Tubi was implementing commercials somehow in the movie, and really freaked out. Like, what is happening? Why is there a commercial in the movie?
What are we going on right now? What you said, Justin, in our group chat would have made a lot more sense if. So in the beginning of this movie, we get this family hanging out with this tribe on an island. I thought we were going to experience some Green Inferno kind of shit. That's honestly where I thought it was going to go.
It's not even just a family. It is a family of missionaries, very specifically. And the first words out of my mouth were, fuck missionaries.
Yeah, so missionary hard. Sucks. I'm all about the doggy style. Where are they at?
As soon as I saw that, I was like, I hope this movie is literally just about missionaries getting their shit rocked. And
I hope this movie is just about missionary.
Sort of. It would have made more sense or more connection if the father was the one that was on that missionary trip, because there's no connection at all of this kid to this, except for the therapy.
See, here's the thing. This lost and found shit, I'm 100% certain that is some dumb fuckery that a church would do.
Oh, yeah.
Like, abso-fucking-lutely.
They don't even check to see if the island's actually deserted, too.
Yeah. So, this feels like weird,
just getting rid of kids. Like,
these kids have trauma. Just take them to the island.
It's weird religious trauma compounding with more other trauma. Like, because an actual therapist is not going to be like, you're 16, you can go survive on your own with no survival skills whatsoever, no training whatsoever, on an island with no one else around.
And with monkeys.
That is not something a therapist is going to like advise.
I feel like they really underestimated the actual like lethality that monkeys have. Like, they'll fuck you up.
Oh, so, yeah. Like, yeah.
I'm just trying to function, like, what kind of shit they think is going. It just made no sense.
Does anyone else's mind, whenever they see a monkey on TV, does it just go into, like, dumb kid mode and just be like, monkey? Because every time a monkey comes on a TV, I'm just like, monkey. As long as the monkey's not going fucking bananas. I don't know. Because, like, my brother and I will do that to each other. Like, I'll send him a picture of a monkey, and he's like, monkey! And so I guess we just do that. So every time I see a monkey, I have my dumb kid brain go with the monkey! It's the same thing that happens with boobies. It's like, mm-hmm. whenever boobies come on, I'm like, boobies! Like, I just, like, my IQ drops, like, 1,000 points, and just, boobies!
That makes sense for you, Justin. Yeah,
I know. It's okay. I know. I know that I seem like a scholarly kind of person, and that I'm very dignified and whatever. I'm not.
No, I just think about how chimpanzees can actually, like, rip my arms off. That's what I think about when I see monkeys.
Yeah, I'm just
like, think Danny can rip my arms off too,
and how they can literally just like eat my face and not in a like,
Danny can eat my ass, but that's it. Boston was interesting. Ripped my arms off and ate my ass. So overall, it was fine.
There are things that are apparently occurring that I did not have. Are you sure it wasn't John? Are you sure you're just not getting me confused?
You know,
John wore a Danny mask the entire time. Anyway.
I do think this scene, this movie did have some like really nice, like creepy scenes.
I loved when it ended because it is over.
I agree.
You would.
A lot. But the scene where he's just got dropped off and it's like the first or maybe it was the second night. I don't fucking know. I honestly had a very difficult time trying to pay attention to this movie. Because if it was my choice, I would have stopped after 20 minutes and went and did something else. But the mask that this girl wears when she's just like just behind the tree and you can just see the mask. I was like, all right, that's pretty creepy. I like it. I think that's a nice scene.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the fuck they did for the rest of the movie, but that scene looked good.
Because so he gets dropped off on this island on a beach and he sets up his stuff. And something that I liked is that they show him having a conversation with himself out loud. And that is a very common thing to do when you're alone and especially have been traumatized. Like, you just kind of start talking to yourself.
I was hoping the whole movie would be that.
I was like kind of hoping for that too. I was like, that would be kind of fun if he's just like batshit insane.
I thought it'd be a whole movie about like trauma with his dad dying, and then like we'd learn more about his dad because we don't know anything about his dad, and we never learn anything at all.
Everything surrounds around dad and this car.
It was a nice
very one-dimensional father figure, honestly.
I think I would have liked this movie if it played more on the psyche of him being insane, got thrown onto this island for 2 days, and
I feel like that's the way it starts out.
Which would have been good, honestly. Because it would have been great.
And he ends up like cutting his foot on some shells.
I thought he was going to step on a sea urchin and get like poisoned.
I thought it was going to be a jellyfish.
But like those shells are growing on some kind of mask underwater.
Which had no relevance.
Well, like, they have this scene with it where there's, like, blood floating in the water and spooky music. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, he's been marked somehow because he bled on this mask or whatever.
Or he woke it up because...
Or he woke it up or what have you. No.
Just nothing. That had absolutely nothing to do with it. Seriously, had nothing to do with it because we had a whole different plot line, which I wouldn't mind it. I still would hate it, but if they'd done it better, I would have probably actually enjoyed it.
Did the mask look like the mask from The Mask with Jim Carrey to you guys?
No.
Just with like, little spikes in it?
I was waiting for Jim Carrey, like when the lighthouse was on fire, just be like, smoking!
I've done a body paint of him before. It was fucking great.
Of Jim Carrey? Cool.
No, yeah. I'm from that movie, The Mask, with the whole like bald head. And
never heard of it.
Pretty great. Okay, anyways.
There was a scene in this movie that really annoyed me. So like when we finally meet another person, this here's this chick that doesn't look like she's been lost in the woods at all. Like she had makeup, nails done, hair did, everything did. The mom who's a little more deranged and she's trying to hide the guy at one point. This makes it sound like it's a rom-com or something, but she's like, who are you talking to? And then she's like, meet me at the beach, the east or whatever. And I'm like, there has to be, you have to see where he is. There's no way. I'm like, well, maybe this is a lot more wooded than I think. And we switch to the mom's perspective and you can definitely see them.
Yeah, you can clearly see them.
And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. The suspension of disbelief has gone straight out the fucking window because I can see him and she's looking at him.
We like when she killed the goat, it's just like, there is no way she did not see him. I also thought a lot of this, like, they were trying to, like, take from Blue Lagoon, like, and make it... Have you seen Blue Lagoon?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Wait, isn't Blue Lagoon the MTV reality show?
No, actually. It's a really good old movie. It's not a horror movie, but a shipwreck happens, and these young kids get stuck on the island. They grow up on the island, and they hit, like... 16 and they have like this awkward romance with each other while they're trying to like hunt and like do like stuff to like survive.
Danny, who's in this movie?
I don't know.
Danny.
I do want Danny to move her cell phone away from her micro though.
Really? It's nowhere near it.
I don't hear it. Weird. Is it me? It might be me this time.
No, it's Danny.
No, wait, my phone's downstairs.
Danny,
I don't know. I moved it.
Was Leonardo DiCaprio in this?
In Blue Lagoon?
No, in the movie that you were describing.
Blue Lagoon, which is what I was just describing.
I am. All right.
It's from 1980.
Okay, hold on.
I don't think so.
Here, hold on.
I'm looking up Blue Lagoon right now. I'm sorry that we're like.
Sidetracked?
Yeah, because
I'm gonna put it in chat. Give me a second.
Because there's Blue Lagoon.
Here, hold on.
What am I thinking of then?
There you go. That's
Blue Lagoon. Hold on. There was a TV series too. Apparently. What am I thinking of?
Are you thinking of
Juliet?
Deal with my keyboard for a second.
I was thinking The Beach with Leonardo DiCaprio. I thought you were referring to that movie. I can't look at the movie because I have Discord full screen and you're going to have to edit me pulling up Chrome, but...
I'm going to have to edit a lot.
What am I thinking? Is it... No, it wasn't Blue... No.
Is it an 80s? Is it 80s?
No.
Was
it... What am I thinking of? It was something.
Lagoon.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, no. I know what you're thinking of.
Is it Lagoon Blue? No, that's a
no.
That's a color, I guess.
They're stuck.
I'm sorry. We've diverted.
It's an 80s. It's an 80s sitcom. I forget.
There's Laguna Blue, but that's from Monster High, and I don't know what that is.
I know exactly what. I'm just trying to remember. Hold on. I'm going to do a phone call real quick. Wait, let me phone call.
No, don't make a phone call.
No, I'm going to do it. Give me a second.
Give me 2 seconds.
What am I thinking? Forget it. Forget it. This doesn't matter.
No, this is now a. This I now have to do this.
Oh, and
I
know my God.
My mother knows this answer.
It doesn't matter.
It matters to me.
It doesn't matter. This doesn't have anything to do with Prey.
Okay. We're in the middle of the show right now, but this whole line of stuff came up. All right. Do you remember in like the 80s a show?
I found
that
it.
Was on TV and they were shipwrecked.
It's not. I remember what the. It was Laguna Beach. That's what it was.
Laguna Beach? No, it wasn't.
That's what I'm thinking of.
I know you don't. You used to watch it.
Did we even bring up Laguna? We've said it so.
Gilligan's Island. Thank you.
That's definitely not what I was thinking.
That's what I was thinking of.
No, I was thinking because did we say Laguna? Ooh, were we saying Laguna this whole time? I've said it so many times now that I'm not even sure if we were talking about it.
Danny said Blue Lagoon.
I did because
that's where
you said Laguna.
Okay,
Justin.
When Lagoon, I was thinking Laguna Beach. MTV reality show from the early 2000s.
And I was thinking Gilligan's Island.
Okay,
which is
so
from
the
60s.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew 70s. It was something.
So
it was the 70s, I think.
This wasn't worth it.
Anyways, all right. So this was more interesting than the movie. I feel like they were trying to add that on.
I think I just had an aneurysm.
I usually do whenever I watch these movies. But then we flip to find out our main character, right, main boy. I really don't remember his name.
Toby. Fucking Toby.
Toby. I feel so bad for calling my mom this late at night. Anyways.
Also,
anyways.
I need you to clip me saying fucking Toby.
Toby. Yeah, I got you.
I'm just telling you that.
Toby.
I got you.
Also, I have a sibling named Toby.
Anyways. So, the reason I brought that up is because how the girls acting was how the kids were acting, and
they give us a love story in the movie. We get some romance.
It was shoehorned
teenagers.
In.
Yeah,
they're both 16. They don't know what their hormones are doing. They're alone.
They were both
island.
16 and it felt
Blue,
so right.
Blue Lagoon.
So.
Yeah, you know.
So then the girl says, "You can't follow me this way because my mom will kill you." So, okay. All right. So then we find out later, this Toby, he miraculously discovers how to survive in the wild and create
she
traps.
Taught
six
him
days.
Stuff.
6 days. It took 6 days to do that.
He went full Rambo in 6 days.
In 6 days. At 16.
She
you know,
literally, like, the second day they were together, they spent the entire day together, and she taught him a bunch of shit.
Still.
Like, there was a montage, you guys.
There was a pristine, like, traps. Anyways, I'm not sure if the trap that killed the mother was his trap or one of
it was
her
his,
traps.
It was his trap.
Was it?
It was his trap, yeah.
Did they show him setting it up, too, and I just totally zoned?
Yes.
Okay.
Sort of.
Yes.
I saw him set up the line. Anyways, so mother gets stabbed, and then she lives long enough to just tell us a full story on she's keeping her daughter on this island to protect people because her daughter has some kind of ancient being in her that makes her kill people. And then
menopause.
So we flip back to the beginning scene of our missionary family.
Oh.
And they go into a church, and the people in the church were like, "No, you gotta leave. This is, like, we're doing a sacrifice. Like, you gotta get out of here." And then the kid, of course, like any other fucking, I don't know, when is she, 5? Goes to touch the altar and then gets possessed by a demon and then kills everyone in the church except for her mom.
It's not a demon. It's an entity. It's just a thing that exists on this island. And
an anemone
can only be appeased by sacrifice.
Yeah, I sacrificed 87 minutes watching this. Can I be an entity?
And it was No, but I am.
Can I be some kind of titties?
Can I be a pair of titties? All I've ever wanted to be was a pair of titties.
I've really had a hard time watching this movie, but
yeah, the info dump from the mom was a little like, you've just been impaled by this log, like this fat fucking log. Okay, I sorry.
Like
that sounded better in my head to say. She got impaled by this mission. She got missionaried by this fat log, and she just info dumps us. And I'm like, how are you able to do this? This is insane. So, also, another thing, when he goes to the lighthouse, and he sees that it's clearly like gas goes into this fucking thing, and he sniffs the cap, and it reminds him of his dad. I'm like, why are you sniffing this cap? Like, I think if
Dad make you sniff that cap.
Sniff the cap.
That's what I want to know.
If you want to be a real man, you got to smell the gasoline that's going into your muscle car.
Honestly, I'm sure there's probably something behind it, but none of us are mechanics. So let's be honest, we never know.
I have a friend who's a mechanic, and I can guarantee you that there's nothing.
Right. But anyways, so...
What was Cass going to say?
Yeah.
I was going to say, Justin... did this dad in this movie remind you of Abby's dad?
Kinda, yeah.
At all?
Yeah.
Same car. Like, same dad. Car.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But he wasn't wearing a Graf shirt. He'll never listen to my podcast, so I can say whatever. I mean, I'm totally fine with the guy. It's whatever. But he doesn't like anything. He doesn't he doesn't even know who Nirvana is.
How do you not know who Nirvana is?
Here's the thing. He's a one-dimensional dad. All he knows is cars. That's it. There's nothing wrong with liking cars. There's nothing wrong with that. But for the love of God, have more than one hobby.
Can you say
he does. He likes M&Ms. He's got two hobbies.
That's not a hobby.
We talk about it. I consider that being a hobby. Man, we really don't fucking talk about this movie.
So... I don't mind the mother
I do
dumping us with information, but not how she did it.
I was really worried that you were gonna say I don't mind the mom dumping on us.
You know, that's what we're that's into. That's deep. Our
You guys are aware that you can like survive for a little while from a stomach wound, right? Like you can still function. Moderately. Like, you're definitely gonna die.
Impaled. By a giant log.
She still would have been able to talk.
Hurling towards you.
She's choking on her own blood. Like
she's choking on a fat log, and you're telling me that she survived.
And she doesn't have any missionary left for this.
But she would survive long enough to, like, say some stuff.
Well,
yeah, ouch. So. I'm being impaled. By this log. Ouchies. Ooh. Oh, my stomach. I'm dying.
Also, your brain does really weird things to self-preserve in times of stress, such as being impaled.
Maybe our story wasn't even like true. She was just like in a trauma state of being impaled.
So what happens after that is the daughter gets pissed off at the dude for killing her mom, even though like she doesn't care, I guess, really.
I don't know.
But, she goes sicko mode on him.
And as the kids say. We didn't get there yet.
Monster.
Toby runs back to a camp. And he then thusly runs into one of the kids that we met in the beginning.
I forgot he even existed.
Yeah, because he just died. He literally
Who is this guy?
So he lasted maybe 10 minutes before I killed him.
Most guys do.
Poor guy.
With the worst fucking intro from the girl. Like, the CGI of her coming out of the shadows and just dragging him in there and dogging. Whatever. And then she finds Toby at the camp and drags her mother's dead body and throws it on the ground. It's just like, why would you do this? And the kid's just like... I did it for us. And she's like, oh, fuck yeah, man. Let's go.
I'm getting us off this island.
And then she tries to fuck him.
as any. Yeah, she was.
I don't even know how she
really
knows what that
it.
Is when.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean that was like that. Was
she
impressive.
Was a small child when she committed multiple homicides on this island, which we sort of glossed over. So she got possessed, and then she killed everyone,
except for her mother.
But the
I
original,
said that.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, but Cass said it better.
Glossed over it. But like the original kind of like story that we're led to believe is that like the mom is basically holding her daughter prisoner on this island. And then it turns out that that's not the case, that the daughter is actually holding the mom prisoner as like entertainment, I guess.
I don't know. I think it's more the mom is like
because the mom's aware of the beast.
Her mom's keeping her on the island to protect people. She says that right before she chases him and gets stabbed. She said, "I'm trying to protect you."
Yeah,
and then that's when we get our info dump. But like, so she's aware it murders people. It's murdered other people because at some point we're in their like really nice house. And they see passports from other people. So other people ended up there.
But they find that it's uninhabited. And they've never checked, I guess.
Yeah.
I also just don't understand the mission, not the missionary lady, the lady for the trauma kids. I don't know. Whatever her name was. I thought it was Jay, honestly, actually.
No, it's Kay.
You were one letter off.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's written in her backpack.
She says that if anything goes wrong, boats pass here all the time. So just like you can get their attention.
Boats were not passing all the time.
Yeah, they did not pass at all.
A plane passed by. And he tried to get the plane's attention. Wait. Well, meanwhile, the guy in the plane
just zooms right past him. I also, there is another scene I did like that they did. The girl did, I think the girl is aware that she has a monster in her because she tells him to stay by fire. And then that's when you see her walk right after her with her mom and she decides to jump him for surprise sex. The flames are like slowly pushing like the monster's face off of her face. I thought it was really cool. I was like, all right, that the CGI is still awful, but that looked really cool. I kind of appreciate that.
Yeah.
And then he runs away from her after throwing these numbing berries into her mouth and tries to get the lighthouse to work, I guess he got somebody's attention. She shows up into the lighthouse. She's then a little girl, then attacks him. And then he sets the place on fire. She's stuck there. And he runs out to swim to this boat. And then suddenly she pops up and we're assuming drowning him. And then on the boat leaving, the people are like, is there anyone else? Everything's fine. And she's just, and then you find out it's the girl. It's not the guy. I thought the guy was going to get possessed because when he was on the ground and he started like getting all the blackness in his veins.
I think she transferred or the deity transferred enough of itself into him. So that way it could leave.
But she popped up.
She inserted her monster into him.
Yeah.
You know, it just.
What Justin
just
said.
Like
we're all a bunch of monster fuckers. It's fine.
It's fine. We play Monster Prom. It's fine.
Just a bunch of monster fuckers. Yeah.
So this whole time she could swim. And so all I was thinking was, God, what was stopping her from just
leaving? Yeah, because there's other islands around.
Yeah, just leave. Just go.
Not just that.
And if boats are constantly coming around. Just kill the boat or whatever. Get onto the boat and then you're off to whatever. Monster takes Manhattan, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had too many ideas for one. some of the ideas were interesting, but they did not, they just did fuck all with all of it. Like, fuck all with all of it.
Really? Because I didn't think a single thing happening was interesting. I was like, well, this feels like, it feels like a lot of shitty movies put together to make one big shitty movie.
There was aspects I didn't feel that way.
Cass, tell us what you liked about it.
I hate the cool mask. I don't give a fuck. The cool mask that they had, that I thought there was going to be tribes involved because there's an ancient deity, but like, it had nothing to do with anything. That mask was fucking pointless, and I hate it because the mask looked so cool.
Do you know what the point of this movie is?
To waste my time.
Missionaries, leave fucking brown people alone! Fuck!
Yes!
That's it! Yes, Cass, scream! Scream louder!
Scream louder, because if I tried that, I'd blow out my microphone.
Seriously, though, like, fucking missionaries, fuck off. That's it. That's the whole point of this movie for me, is... because if the missionaries hadn't showed up and been like, you need Jesus, this wouldn't have happened. And it would have been fine.
Did he say Jesus?
There's a fucking cross in there, so I bet he sure as fuck did.
I did not notice that cross.
Yeah, there was a church that burned down.
I built a church for them. Okay, it did look like a church, but definitely was a church.
This is what I think.
The reason that I wasn't sure about that one, I didn't notice a cross, is because
she fell asleep.
Yeah, kind of. John kept me awake.
Oh, missionary John kept her up. Logs, giant monster in women. Wait a minute! This is just Boston all over again.
He's asleep right now. It's fine. Yeah. But anyways, they were saying that they were giving to or sacrificing. So I thought that was their own temple that they were doing a sacrifice to when they walked in. But then I got really confused on what the fuck was happening, because I thought they were pushing them out to save them, like to not have them around this deity. Or if the missionaries were complete fuckwads trying to fuck with their ceremony.
I mean, yeah. That's the way I interpreted it, is that missionaries were trying to fuck with their ceremony.
Lydia, where are you going?
The fucking... I know, there's just a tail in my face. Sorry. You don't need
You're blocking all the sex appeal. We need you guys for the thumbnail. Yeah. People aren't clicking for me.
God. But no, I mean, fucking, you remember the missionary guy who went to whatever island it was off of India, I believe, to make contact with literally one of the last tribes on Earth that has no human contact from us at all, and he was just fucking murdered. Like,
and
nobody can go get his body. His body's just still there.
It's like, an island off of Japan. I forget how many miles off of it. You can't go 500 feet within it, or you will get arrested.
You'll die. Yeah, because they fucking kill you.
Yeah, yeah. He did last long enough for there to be like images and footage. He did last long enough for that to be there. But the point is, cannibals.
Leave people alone.
Leave them alone.
They aren't necessarily cannibals. Oh no, you don't know that.
They did say it in it that they are cannibals.
Are you sure?
Yes, I have went into this story before. But yeah,
you eat a couple people, and all of a sudden you're a cannibal.
Like, they'll have people that are getting a little too close with boats, or like flying too low with airplanes, and they'll be throwing harpoons. I don't know, but they'll be like trying to hit
spears.
Because
spears are shot.
Spears. I am imagining now with a harpoon gun where they just fire it.
Look, it is
really a big one. Ravenous redneck cannibals. Actually, I would watch that. That sounds like a movie that we're eventually gonna watch.
But they've never had contact with these things, so to them it's just these monstrous stuff. It's just like, leave them the fuck alone. Leave them alone.
I feel like they probably know to a certain extent, but they don't want to be bothered. And they shouldn't be. They should be left alone. And that's it. Leave people alone who don't want to be bothered. But I get this impression from this movie that, like, this indigenous tribe that is there, taking care of this deity, basically, perhaps maybe they actually trapped it on this island, and that's why they're there. So they're maintaining it and keeping it there and keeping it appeased, so that it doesn't rain hell, you know, or whatever on Earth.
I kind of like agree with that, because then that would make sense why the mother's trying to keep it there.
Yeah, so
that would make a lot of sense.
She's like running in that same theme, right?
We're giving this movie way too much.
Like, that's the way I interpreted this. Especially when he like finds the cave with all the cave paintings in it, and like we see that same mask, or that same like imagery represented.
What it looks like when the very few scenes that we get of the monster's face, that's kind of what it looks like on the wall.
Yeah, I mean, it's on the poster, like,
which like sucks, because in the poster itself the monster looks pretty cool, but as we all know, we should never go off of trailers, and we should definitely never go off of pictures.
But I like something else that this movie does, and maybe this is my, like, feminine rage talking here, is that they very specifically make a 16-year-old girl a monster. And women very much associate with monsters or, like, monstrous creatures, Medusa.
So that's why women love monster fuckers so much.
Yes, because we are actual monsters ourselves.
The story we're just of kind of leaning into that
sort of stereotype, but like, which we don't kind of outwardly or like obviously get this from this movie, where like somebody says, you know, stay away from teenage girls, they're dangerous.
They are.
But like, I feel like that is kind of what this movie is saying, is like, teenage girls are monsters, and they literally give us a teenage girl who is a monster. And then, like, you know, while this kid is going through a lot of other traumatic emotional shit, this Toby guy is not gonna be okay. he needs actual therapy. I guess so.
They do flashbacks to his trauma though. Like,
And they're terrible and stupid and don't make sense.
Yeah. It's just.
But that's the thing. So he has flashbacks of his dad being attacked and stabbed by the person in the monkey outfit when he never fucking saw that.
Yeah.
We do see, like, a newspaper article of, like, a picture of the person in the, like, monkey costume. That's like, murderer found in charge, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, why did they post a picture of him in a monkey mask?
Yeah, why did you choose monkeys? Shouldn't it be the
fucking mugshot?
Like, why monkeys?
That doesn't make sense.
Monkey.
And I don't know. I feel like,
like, there's some shit
that should probably be read into that, that I don't think I'm the person qualified to read into that. And where that goes?
Great.
Like, what?
Literally anything else be better? Like clown masks.
Yeah, like it's anything. Super weird.
No, monkey.
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 I don't know. I did really like the way this monster looked. However, it is very similar, I feel like, to the devil in the new Sabrina series. But not as well executed, like not nearly as well executed.
I can agree, just because I know people gave a lot of gripe to that, and there is issues I have with it, but I do like it. I just like when people put like different twists on things, but it does give like Wiccans and pagans sort of a bad name.
Oh, yeah, it gives them a terrible name, which, I mean, I have a whole different spiel about that that I'm not going to fucking get into on this podcast.
Nope, you and I would be going
I have a lot of feelings about it.
Let's just do a separate episode of you and me going off on that.
And have a separate episode with just me, and I'm just saying monkey for 50 minutes.
Oh, God. No.
If you want to watch the monkey episode, like this video and type monkey a billion times, because we're on YouTube now, and this episode will be up eventually. And if you want the monkey episode, I'll give you the monkey episode. I'll give you my top 1,000 monkeys. Just for you.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's our most viewed video.
I will say that I was actively interested in this movie. I don't think it's a great movie. I think it's like maybe a 3-star movie. Like, it's mediocre. But I was actively interested, as opposed to some of the others, like last week, where I was literally falling asleep. That movie I would give like
that star. I have to admit,
See, I gave that one like a 2-star because I liked the visuals, and that was it. This movie, I gave half a star because I didn't find any aspect of it interesting at all.
I fell asleep during last week's episode.
Yeah.
You guys all said that it's the worst movie we've watched so far. Which I still don't believe. We watched Invasion of the Blood Farmers. Do you guys not remember how
I didn't fall asleep during that.
That
I
movie was horrendous.
That. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Side note, Cass, check out your Snapchat real quick.
Okay, I saw that you sent me something.
Yeah. It's reference to...
I feel like every comment that we're ever going to get is going to be, Danny, stop fucking clicking. And it's going to be just from me. I'm going to post in every fucking video. Stop clicking.
By the end of this year, I'll make a compilation of you just telling me to stop clicking. It'll be fine. It'll be great. It'll be grand. So
I don't know why.
One thing I wanted to point out, because me and Justin were talking about it earlier this week, and I'm here for it.
Orgy.
Yes.
Actually, I'm pretty sure we did talk about an orgy, but hey, not with each other. Anyways, but our Patreon, we have $1 and we have a $3. And we were talking about stickers. And I really like the idea of us having stickers. And I saw some holographic stuff because I love holographic with our little TV symbol. So if you join up for our Patreon, we'll start like handing out stickers for the $3 one.
I'll go to your house and hand you a sticker.
I don't know if we should do that.
I'm going to hand you a piece of paper with the sticker stuck onto the paper, and I'm going to fold it up like it's like the Dark Brotherhood coming to you. Like you've been enlisted into our cult of the apartment theater. Welcome.
I like it. I have wax seals. We can wax seal it too.
I'm going to wax seal your book.
Just stop.
Forget it.
Just stop.
Oh, no.
No, don't continue.
What we've all learned is monkeys. And that's it.
What we all learned is, if you decide to join our Patreon in our $3 tier, we'll have stickers to send out.
If you joined our $40,000 tier, we'll talk about monkeys for an hour.
What is up with you and fucking monkeys?
Yeah.
Whoa, not fucking monkeys. Holy shit.
Oh, really? Because I'm pretty sure you are on the borderline of that one.
Definitely not.
Good Lord.
Good Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord.
Anyway, are we done talking about this movie now?
Yeah, whatever. We barely talked about this movie. This movie is shit. Do your spiel, Justin.
If you enjoyed our episode, you can find us on Spotify, YouTube, Google Podcast, MySpace, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Friendster.
The fuck's a Friendster?
Friendster is the thing that happened before MySpace. It was really bad. Anyway.
Oh, Grindr.
Gaia Online, RuneScape, Just Bumble, type in apartment theater, 6,000 gold. We'll show up into RuneScape and we'll party with you. We'll take you to the forest.
Honestly, just find us on World of Warcraft. You find us on Valorant.
You can find Danny on League of Legends playing terribly. And go fuck yourself.
Fuck yeah, you can.
Wow.
This was a mess. I'm sorry. This was a long episode and I'm sorry.
There was no organization. Yeah, no.
It was something.
I apologize.
This podcast is getting worse and worse as we go on, guys.
I don't fucking know what's going on with my sound.
I think it's